This episode is brought to you with the help from PowerTech Fitness, a global leader in premier strength equipment celebrating over 20 years of being committed to stronger lives. Please visit them on Facebook, Instagram, or their website at www.powertech.com.
Good morning, everybody. This is Brandon Matloff in Los Angeles. Welcome to the Stella Oak Mavens podcast, where we feature different mavens in different fields. A maven is an expert of an expert. They are the go-to person who you would want to ask all the questions to before making a decision. The purpose of our podcast today is to help the consumer be more knowledgeable. If you are trying to figure out social media, this is the podcast to learn from. Today's podcast features the story of Amra Beganovic, co-founder and CEO of Amra and Elma, an influencer of social media agency. What does that mean? Well, to start, they have 23 million followers on social media, and they have figured out how to make that a company with that following. Today, Amra will be sharing her story on how she created a social media empire and how her company now helps businesses all over the world do the same thing. Welcome, Amra.
Hi.
So, Amra, can you share with me what Amra Beganovic was like when she graduated from college? Like, paint the picture for me. How did that? What did you look like when you graduated?
So, I was very, very different back then. I graduated with a degree in economics, and I thought I was going to work in economic development for a long time. That was my initial goal. I started working on World Bank projects, IFC projects in Washington, D.C., and I quickly realized that that was not, my path. I wanted to switch, so essentially I went from an economist to, starting my own blog, becoming a blogger full-time.
And then how did you end up in New York? How did you end up in New York after you were doing the blog in D.C.?
So that's actually a funny story. So we moved from Washington, D.C. into London, and we were doing that's when we really decided to, both my sister and I, so my sister's an attorney, and I was working as an economist during that time. We both decided to quit our jobs and dedicate ourselves full-time to blogging. This came about essentially when we started getting our first clients. We started getting quite a bit of people that were, so essentially visitors, our unique visitors, after 3 months of blogging, were 150,000 people. So brands quickly approached us and started asking if we can work together, and that's when we knew we wanted to pursue this full time.
So I have to ask you, you had 150,000 people already. How did you get so many people so quickly?
Because we were able to essentially utilize a lot of the friendships and, a lot of the sort of our existing network. So we went to school with an international crowd, and a lot of these people had really great stories to tell. So what we decided to do is we decided to create a blog where, our friends could contribute, so they could write about visiting Paris, being in Madrid, or how is life different in Madrid versus, Washington, D.C., and so we were making sure to kind of distinguish ourselves or distinguish our voice and write about very different topics that I guess were not, that were not so prevalent during that time. So we were able to attract an audience fairly quickly. The word just got out.
So one of the things you just mentioned that we both found funny was just the fact that, it wasn't so easy to explain to your parents and have them support like this new idea. Because 5 years ago when you guys were starting this thing, they probably were, I can imagine the conversation when you came home and said, hey, I'm going to be an influencer. And your parents like, okay, and then what are you going to do to earn a living? So how did that conversation go down?
Yeah, not very well. I think that, many entrepreneurs have probably gone through this. We didn't earn our first, a year and a half into it was when we first, made our sort of significant. Before that, it was collaboration, but nothing significant. So a year and a half into it, about 2 years, was when we started making some money. And we didn't really, I mean, we had a really hard time convincing our parents initially because we had, you know, we had jobs that, you know, we went to school for.
Yeah, your sister went to law school.
That were stable jobs.
Your sister went to law school. Your sister went to law school, right?
Yeah, she went to law school and I did my MBA. And it was hard to explain to our parents that, you know, we were leaving essentially stable careers to explore something that was very uncertain. I just think that what really kept us through going, so what was the, I guess, the hardest part, some of the hardest situations that we lived through? I would say that when we were asked, what do we do? So, like, initially when we left, when we decided definitely we were going to leave our jobs, we were like, well, you know, we have our own company. And I think that, you know, it was two persons team, literally. So at that point, a lot of people just kind of looked at us like, oh, like, you're such a loser. Like, a lot of our friends were like, I cannot believe you just did this, like, for some, you know, quote-unquote company that you have, which is just you and your sister. So, you know, we really did get a lot of like, oh, poor you looks from our parents. They just kept saying, well, this is more of a hobby because you guys are not monetizing it yet. I guess for us, the main question was, is going back an option? And the answer was, no, it is not an option. Like, do we want to, you know, go back to our careers and live the way we did and do what we used to do? And can we see ourselves there? And the answer was always no. So we knew that we had no choice but to keep going forward. And we knew that we were going to find a way to monetize it. We weren't certain right away how we were going to do it. But, you know, we knew that we would eventually find a way.
So what was the aha moment or the moment in time where you're like, oh my God, we can turn the lights on or we can pay our bill? Like, what, who, was there a first client in there?
Yes. So the aha moment came, I would say that when we broke even, that was the aha moment. When we first broke even, that was really an incredible feeling for me. And the second aha moment came when investors approached us. And mind you, we didn't take any investment. We haven't taken investment until today. And that was such an aha moment because, you know, we have been, when we first started, we were rejected by everyone. I mean, everyone. They laughed at us. Like, oh my gosh, like we had at that time 2 million monthly views just on Pinterest. And when we told the investors, like, look, this is incredible. Like, not many people can achieve this. They were like, yeah, that's nice, but no. You know, how are you going to monetize that? No. So, but then, you know, that, you know, kind of, you first have to believe in yourself before anyone else will. And so that was the, I think, one of the proudest moments. And then I would definitely say, which came later, was Business Insider did a documentary on us, and also Forbes interviewed us, and that to me was a huge honor. And again, one of those aha moments, like, this is incredible, because, you know, not only was I able to, you know, work with their great journalists, but then also tell the story that would essentially, or I,
do you have a resource that you'd like to, when you speak into the microphone, I just want to make sure it's real clear if you do from a website perspective, but like, do you have a resource you would like to share with our listeners of like where they can go to learn more about this type of thing, like a blog or a website or somewhere they can learn about you?
Definitely. We have a website. It's Amara and Elma, so AmaraandElma.com. It's our website that basically showcases some of the just the tips that I gave on digital marketing, and it has case examples of, you know, what a transformation really.
What's apparent to me is that you're busy growing this company. You're still finding times to interview with Forbes and us, and you're still out there hustling and making this thing grow. I mean, it's really exciting just to hear. As we wrap up, and I'm thinking about just some parting or final thoughts, One is, if you could only do one part of your job, because I know that in any career or any business, we all get bogged down with different things. So as you're speaking to other entrepreneurs and influencers out there, there's only one thing you could do about your job, and that was the only thing you would be focused on. What would that one part be?
I would say a creative director. I'm very creative.
And why is that?
Well, because I think, you know, it's definitely the creativity that has allowed us to distinguish ourselves. I think that a lot of people think that, they need the investors, they need, you know, to be in the best place, they need, you know, multiple things. But I think you'd be really surprised how little you need to make it work. I think as long as you're creative, and that's how we started, you know, our blog, and that's how we became influencers as well. We didn't have teams of people that were helping us shoot, you know, content. We just did it ourselves. So, you know, having, you know, the vision and being very creative in how to get there, I think that's really, you know, important.
Well, thank you, Amra, for your time today. I really enjoyed it. One of the things that I really took out of our call today is that I need to brand and use social media myself to explode this podcast and also to develop my own firm. This is Brandon Matloff. This has been a Stella Oak Mavens production. We empower you, the listener, to...